Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Two, one.
Hello, and welcome back to Saffron Honey Chai. Now, I haven't been super upfront with you guys about something about me, and that is the fact that I am an academic weapon. For some reason, not only do I do well in school, but I really like school. And I'm not one of those students who's always been a straight A student. I had a great run in elementary school and then middle and high school. It was like, who is this kid? I don't know this person. But then when I got to college, I was like, hold on, I'm paying for this. Ooh, we have to lock in. So I know exactly how to be as good as I need to be to get myself where I need to go. And I'm going to tell you some unexpected tips that did actually help me more than anything else. Now, as you guys know, I'm a total library shill. For some reason, I really love the library. And I'm going to just let you know, here on out, my first tip, just always go to the library to study. Unless your dorm is super quiet and super relaxed, you're going to have a hard time studying. Okay, you're gonna have a really hard time studying in there, especially if you're sitting there with your books and your headphones and your roommate forgot to sextile you and now they're going crazy in the next bed. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. So go to the library. And even those of you who don't live in dorms, if you commute, sometimes it can be so much easier to just leave the house and go to a nearby library or the library on campus so you have access to books and things and even the free internet. Save your data. Come on now. For when you don't want to be sitting at home and thinking about, oh, I have all these chores to do, I have all this stuff to get done at home. Go out and make it easier for you to relax at home or in your dorm room so that you can focus on your work most easily. Something about changing your location does make it a lot easier to really lock in and focus, because every step of leaving is basically you activating yourself to get something done. So you're activating yourself by leaving your bedroom or your dorm room or your home to focus on the work. So leave your bed, your bedroom, and your dorm room for resting and relaxing, and then go out and do what you have to do elsewhere. So the first step is just moving, getting the hell up out of there. Second, pick two to three days to focus in on sleep. Now, I would say focus on sleep all week long, but I know, especially for those of you who are just now going to college for the first time, you don't wanna hear that. You wanna go outside and have fun. So pick 2 to 3 days. Two of those days should touch each other. So if it's Monday, it's Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not even gonna mention Friday or Saturday because I already know what you guys are about. Pick 2 days to 3 days a week where you really focus on creating a good sleep schedule / sleep routine. Because even if you only hold to it for those 2 to 3 days, it's going to make a big difference for you. First and foremost, you have 2 days where you know when that day ends, you're done, you're ready to rest, and you'll be fresh in the morning. So pick those 2 days, probably specifically when you have a morning class the next day, to just lay down, rest, get your room ready in a certain way that you know you're gonna want it so you can sleep and get good, healthy rest to carry you through. And the goal should be at least 6 hours, but if it's a strong, uninterrupted 5, I'll take it. and you're going to see that your stress level is going to be much lower than all your friends who stay up late or don't even get any rest. Okay? So you can sleep in, you can do this, you can do that, but you need to make sure that you're getting 5 to 6 uninterrupted hours of sleep every night and that it's not interfering with your class time or work obligations. So 2, focus in on your sleep. Now 3, this is super, super unrelated. I know. But I'm telling you, it makes it so much easier. Get some kind of physical hobby. So for some of you, it could be lifting, yoga, stretching, going to the gym, or honestly starting to swim. A lot of college campuses do have a free pool. The hours might be different from school to school, but it is at least available. And I highly, highly recommend getting some kind of physical hobby to get some of that stress out. Right now, the semester is just about to start for most of you, or by the time you've seen it, it has already started. And it's extremely easy to get sucked into a stress spiral and just stay up late. You don't eat well, you don't sleep well, you're just stressed, especially around midterms and finals. But if you build up these healthy habits before things get bad, this can help you out a little bit. So make sure you do like 30 to 45 minutes a day of something. So it could just be walking around. Like you make it your job. You like check your watch. Okay, I'm going to get up and I'm just going to start walking around. If you do it in short bursts and you just make sure you get like a certain step count for the day, that could also work as well. But you just need to keep yourself moving so that your mind and body can have a little bit of equilibrium and peace, because those days start coming and they do not stop coming until the end of the semester. And this will be some of the longest 4 months of your life. So you need to be prepared. And it's also just good for you in general to keep yourself moving. So pick something you like to do. It's got to be something you like. You can't just force yourself to do something because that's going to have an opposite issue. Pick something you like and, you know, do it. Okay. And our last one, make sure your professor knows who you are. Now, what does that mean here? In this instance, just speaking to the professor in class may not be enough unless you are a big, strong participator. You're like, oh, hello, raising your hand every class. You might not need this next step. But if you're not that kind of person, if you're someone very shy and class participation makes you really nervous, I strongly recommend going to the teacher's office hours once or twice a month so they can see you and make sure you have some good questions specifically about the work. Now, historically, it's better to have some questions about the work that's not yet due. So if it's like the work that's due that night, yikes. If it's the work that's due in about a week or so, okay, now we're really cooking, because then it looks like you're someone who works hard in advance. I'm going to tell you this. You do not know what the next few months of your life will look like. You don't know if you're going to go from being a straight A student in high school to someone who might have to get out of school entirely. You're going to have to take that leave of absence for at least a semester. You don't know where this is going to go for you. However, what can make it a little bit smoother is having your teachers already on your side. If your professor sees that you're someone who's invested in the work, invested in asking questions, or, you know, just really involved in your own education, no matter what, a lot of times people will make accommodations for you. They will make things easier for you just because they know you, they know your face, they know your name. And especially for the shy students, this does put you a little ahead of the curve because you don't have to raise your hand in the middle of class and feel awkward. It's like a one-on-one experience. Alternatively, send emails. Send emails asking questions. It's like, oh, you know, I work, so I can't make your office hours, but I still wanted to ask a question. So it's low pressure and on their own time. Now, face-to-face in person does work better, but the email will work in a pinch. So keep that in mind. And special bonus tip, completely separate from all this. If you are someone who in high school had an IEP for any reason, get that paperwork and send it over to the Office of Accommodations, Students with Disabilities, whatever, what have you, and have them understand what your plan was before and take from there what you need for this time. I know a lot of people, specifically my ADHD baddies, who have gone through their entire academic career just white knuckling it by like the skin of their teeth. It doesn't have to be that way. If you already had accommodations in high school, they will respect and understand it in college. Now, college might actually be a lot easier for you because it's novel, it's new stuff every semester, so you'll always have something new to do. But at the same time, you never know what can happen. So it's better to be safe than sorry. So if you can get this prepared, you might not even have to be the one to send it. You might just have to go to your high school if you're still in the same state, or send an email, fill out a form, and have them send it for you. And that'll just make things so much easier for you and so much more manageable. Because best case scenario, you never need it. Worst case scenario, you need it and you wish you had it. So to avoid all that, please take advantage of these steps. And regardless of anything that happens, your health and well-being are more important than any grades you may or may not get, and even the money you might lose on education. Anything that you lose will never be more important than your life and your well-being. So take care of yourself first and foremost, and make sure that you're at least there to try again for the next semester. Your mental health, your physical health, all of that is so much more important than any grade anyone can give you. And it's never too late to ask for help or start again, okay? So with that being said, you guys have a great semester and take it easy. Do not stress yourself, okay? Till next time.